On the telephone with us this morning, we are talking to Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks for reaching out and finding us. We kind of just ran into each other on the internet and decided, hey, the Bloomington Police Department is a huge part of our community, and we really didn't have any outreach or information going back and forth, minus what we saw in the paper, which does a nice job about it. So we are, and I am excited to have you on because I think what you guys do is number one, handle public safety. Everybody knows your job, but I think some days it might get lost in the shuffle, and the national conversation about police recently hasn't always been front and center. So I really appreciate you joining us. We're going to make this kind of a semi-regular segment as well to really connect and let our listeners know what you folks are up to at the Bloomington Police Department.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're really happy to be on. We used to do this a long time ago, and we stopped for a while. So it's nice to be out talking to the community and let them know what we're doing, because we've always got so much going on, and, you know, sometimes we don't do a very good job of letting everybody know what we're doing in-house and trying to reach out to the community and interact with the community. So it's fun to be on here, and I think we're really going to have a good time.
And I agree. And again, passing on the information, and we'll, down the road, we'll take questions from our listeners through email and other forms of social media too. So if people have issues or things they want addressed, we'll really open this up so everybody can get involved with it, because it is community. It's about our community here in Bloomington. And you guys had a very busy evening over the weekends as the 2016 Bloomington Police Department Awards Ceremony took place. Tell us what we missed over the weekend.
Well, we decided that since, you know, the Oscars were going to have their awards, we might as well have ours on the same day.
Do you guys have blue carpet?
Yeah, well, you had a little blue carpet, yeah. We didn't do any live tweeting, but that may be next year. We've already talked about that.
Very nice.
You know, we had a great time. We did our award ceremony for 2015, and we filled the council chambers. Matter of fact, we're going to have to look for a bigger venue. Our officers showed up, the family showed up. We had a lot of people from the community as well show up, and we just really had a great time. Lucky enough to honor Sergeant Brandon LaPasa for Officer of the Year for last year. Just did some outstanding work all year long. Worked on the Justin Wyckoff public corruption scandal. Did an excellent job in that investigation and won a U.S. Attorney's Award for it. Followed up with a Bravery and Life-Saving Award for dealing with a female that wanted to jump from the top of the parking garage. And he ended up saving her and getting that situation under control at a pretty big risk to himself, along with Sergeant Lucas Tate also was involved in that incident. And then we had several other incidents that he was involved in, just did a fantastic job, and we were really happy to honor him.
Yeah, and those are some of the stories, too, that don't always make the pages of the newspaper because they have positive resolutions, and we don't want that to get lost in it, because a lot of your job is not being on the front page.
As a matter of fact, one of the things I heard the other day, which was really interesting, was, we don't hear much about you, so you must be doing a great job. And that really hit home, because unfortunately that's what happens. But I want to change that. I want you guys to hear about all the great things we are doing.
I couldn't agree more. It's like the offensive lineman or the defensive lineman in a football game. When you're talking about them, they're either doing something really great or something really, really bad, and you want to have somewhere in between in that. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He is with the Bloomington Police Department, and you guys have so much stuff going on. That's why I mentioned we're going to do this more often than we're not, well, or maybe right in the middle, a couple times a month, because you've got so many things going on. Let's talk about just 2016. We went through the awards honoring the folks for 2015. What have we seen in 2016 that you think the community needs to know about here in the first couple of months?
Well, I mean, in the first couple of months, right now we've got a hiring process going on. We've got a lot of available openings at the department that we're working on filling as fast as we can. So, and we're actually doing, this is kind of fun because we're working with the Monroe County Sheriff's Department in our hiring process. It's a joint process. In other words, you'll have to apply to us and to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. So you'd have to fill out two applications, but you only have to show up to one testing date. That's March 19th. And that testing date on March 19th, the written test and physical test, we're going to share that with the Sheriff's Department so that if applicants want to apply to both agencies, they can, and there's only one test that they have to take for both. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we need the people, and it's really important to us to get that hiring process rolling. So anybody interested in that, they can pick up applications online at the City of Bloomington Police Department's website, and they can download those applications. They do have to be in by March 16th.
So a little time-sensitive on that.
They're a little time-sensitive.
And what kind of candidates, Steve, are you looking for? Are these people that have been formally trained before? What positions are you looking to fill?
Well, you know, we're looking for sworn police officer positions, which means we'll take, you know, obviously if you've prior law enforcement experience or other sworn officers are very interesting to us, but we'll send them to the police academy as well. So pretty much anybody who has, you know, meets some of our basic requirements. And it's a pretty extensive testing process. It's physical, mental, written exams, and interviews and background investigations. So it's very extensive because we're always looking for the best people we can for the department.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning from the Bloomington Police Department. He checks in on a Monday morning. We're going to have him on every other Monday here for the foreseeable future. Excited about this new partnership. And speaking of partnerships, you mentioned you're partnering with the county there. Talk about the relationship, because I'm not sure people understand how it works. And it's not surprising. IUPD, BPD, Monroe County Sheriff's Department, you're all here in a very tight space. How do you guys all work together? How do you guys keep the lines of communication open?
We work together great. I mean, we have to. The all of the agencies in this area are smaller than they should be. And because of that, we all have to work together really well. We train together on a regular basis. We are in constant communications. We meet with members of IU Police Department and the Sheriff's Department on a regular basis every week with sharing crime information through a crime analysis and intelligence-led policing initiatives. And again, we do a lot of our training together, too. And on busy nights, we're sharing each other's calls.
I bet, and everything else that goes with it, because manpower. We've got some, maybe hopefully, some exciting times coming up with Big Ten championships. Who knows what that has involved, and those are always fun times as well. The weather gets nice, and spring in Bloomington can get a little, well, it can get fun.
Well, a little 500, so.
Yeah, I was going to leave that out for a couple of weeks, but but those are things where you know you have an influx of people. Maybe you have some, I don't want to say reckless abandon from the patrons, but it's more of a different thing. How much time and effort goes into planning that? Too much to talk about this morning, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, we've already started planning for NCAA, just in case, and we've already started planning for a little 500, and we do that every year. We've actually gotten really good at planning for those big events because they do happen regularly. So our lieutenants are already working hard on coming up with action plans for it, and we'll be ready.
Steve Kellums is our guest this morning, captain with the Bloomington Police Department. We've seen in the paper and on social media, Coffee with a Cop. Is that a new program that's been happening here in 2016? Tell us how that came about and where it's happening.
You know, we started last year with Coffee with a Cop, and we did one or two last year, and we really liked it. And it's, we're pushing to try to do it as much as possible. If we can do it every month, we will. And it was one of those things that came out of a conversation about how we can interact with the community, building that community trust, and what can we reach out to. And Coffee with a Cop came out of that. And we've been really, it's really fun. You get to sit down, you have some coffee, talk to people. People show up, and they talk about some of their issues. And other times, we just talk about sports or whatever might come up, and it's just a way to get to meet the officers, get to meet some of the administrators of the police department, share your concerns, and just have a nice conversation over coffee.
Yeah, you're people. You're just like the rest of us, but you have a much more important and stressful job than talking about radio stuff at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning here. Steve Kellums is our guest. He's with the Bloomington Police Department. And some things also, how you interact in the community. You have a teen academy, and I know you've had a citizens academy as well. Tell me the difference between those and how people can get involved.
The Citizens Academy, and we're going to start expanding that program, too, starting this year. We usually do one a year. We're going to look for doing that probably twice a year. And the Citizens Academy is designed for adults to come in and spend about a couple of hours, seven or eight weeks in a row, just getting to know a little bit about what we do and ask and answer some questions and just a little bit of familiarity with law enforcement. And that's been real successful for us. We really liked it. Now, the Teen Academy is a totally different concept. It's designed for teens age 13 to 17, and it is a week-long intensive, almost like a summer camp. Every day for 5 days, they come in and spend all day with us, and we do a lot of fun things. We play a lot of games. We show them a lot of things about law enforcement. We run them through a lot of physical activity and things like that to give them a feel for what it might be like to go to a police academy and be a part of that.
Well, now that's obviously during the summertime, correct?
Absolutely. That this year is going to be July 25th through July 29th. Now, we're accepting applications for that. We've only got space for about 60 kids. Last year was the first year we did it. We only opened it up for a month, and we maxed out at 40 kids almost right away. So this year, we gave a lot more time so people could plan for the summer, and we're really hoping that we'll have a lot of fun with that and bring in 60 kids for it.
And you got plenty of time to sign up, but it sounds like don't wait. Get there and do that. Where is the best place, Steve, to find information, things that we're talking about today, or links or registration forms to any of these great things? What is the easiest one-stop shopping to go to for folks on the internet?
Probably right now our Facebook page, BTD Facebook, is where we're really doing a lot of things and pushing information out. The city
it's
also
daily.
Has
it's
a
great.
Webpage. I'm sorry?
Yeah, your information is great. It's daily. There's always something going on. So if you want to be connected, that's a great way to do it. And we laugh at social media, but it is useful.
It's one of my big pushes this year is to really improve our social media. And we've been trying real hard to do that the first of this year. And we're going to keep trying. And that's why I say Facebook's probably the best place to go see what's going on with us.
Outstanding. And then again, the city's website too always has a link to what's going on over there. Well, this was fun. Let's do it again a week from let's do March 14th, and that'll we'll see where we're going, what's going on for that, and that'll take us. I think that's spring break week, so that might be an easier put your feet up kind of relaxed one while the kids get moving and shaking on that. But we really appreciate your time today, folks. If you didn't catch the whole interview, no problem, we will post it a little bit later this morning, as we always do at WGCLradio.com. Captain Kelms, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple Mondays.
Thank you, Glass.